All right, Dominica, yes, it is that time. It's 101 in Dominica. And in our region as well. Maybe a little after or before. In your neck of the wood, you'll be in further afield. But it's my pleasure to welcome you here on this Talk on the Block. A number of stories following here. And I'll try my very, very best right here within the space of 1 hour. To bring you up to date, Dominicans. We are supposed, and that is the key word here this afternoon, we are supposed, I'll try my very best, to get our very patriotic brother out of Washington, D.C., Mr. Gabriel Christian, on the line. To have a small discussion with us here this afternoon, especially as it pertains to what went down yesterday at our parliament. You know, Brother Gabriel Christian, he won't miss that opportunity to speak his mind on matters as such and see it like it is. So I'll try my very, very best. Try to hook up with Brother Gabe as we move along here on this Talk on the Block. Other matters that I'm following here, I went outside the magistrate's court this morning and found Mr. Ezra George, who had to appear before the magistrate's court this morning on 4 charges. I am adding here now 4 trumped-up charges. And so, yes, he did just that. He pleaded not guilty to these 4 charges. And that matter, I'm being told, was adjourned or is adjourned till the 20th of September, later down this year. Again, 20th of September. Is when Mr. George, that bus driver video that went viral, where some members of the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force nearly killed this brother in the process for his standing up for his rights. And so that matter was adjourned this morning till the 20th of September. On his behalf as well, I want to thank all the other bus drivers who showed their face in the place and stood with him. Thank you, guys. I also hopped across to the United Workers Party press conference that they started about sometimes 10 o'clock this morning. Basically to get an idea or snapshot as to just what went down at that press conference. I'll be trying to play you some of those statements sometimes later here as we move along. But in a nutshell, what I got is that the leader of the opposition and his team there this morning, they went into more detail, or much more detail, as to exactly what transpired in Parliament yesterday. I'm also being told as well that the meeting planned for Lagos come next week Tuesday, that meeting is still on. So those of you want to make your preparation at this time to attend that all-important meeting come next week Tuesday with the United Workers Party as I'm sensing. This will continue in the various constituencies. We also heard as well Mr. Linton, the opposition leader, this morning right here, basically saying to us that 4.2, yes, it is no longer 1.2, people. It is now 4.2 billion EC dollars missing from our consolidated fund. Again, I want to repeat that figure. Based on the estimates that were presented in Parliament yesterday, the opposition and his team, they're saying that it is now $4.2 billion, that is EC dollars, missing from our treasury, on our consolidated fund, that is. That is where these monies rightly belong. But they are unaccounted for. And so the opposition leader and his team, some persons are out there saying, maybe, that is why the government side had to do all within their power yesterday to ensure that Mr. Linton and his team basically did not go into much more details in Parliament to expose that phenomenal figure. But yes, it is out. Dominicans are now asking about the 4.2 missing or unaccounted dollars at this time. I can tell you we'll be hearing much more of those unaccounted dollars in the upcoming days and months and maybe years. I'm also being told as well from very, very reliable sources at this time that this situation where the Parliament gates, it was locked yesterday, that a number of folks in the region are now paying much closer attention as to just why the gates of Parliament were locked yesterday whilst that fracas in Parliament ensued. I'm even hearing from some reporters in the region at this time. They are prepared to say it may be a case of kidnapping. Yes, you heard me right. They are prepared to say at this time, was it a case of kidnapping? And so yes, yours truly through Q will continue to monitor those utterances and bring you much more as the information becomes available. That is a very, very serious matter, people. And even to add insult to injury, some of the members of the Commonwealth of the Dominica Police Force at this time were heard, yes, they were heard uttering the words that they are prepared to kill some members of the opposition. Dominica, we are living in very critical times. That I can tell you is going nowhere anytime soon, and that will remain on the front burner for some time. As to what exactly is CARICOM prepared to do about that situation and more, I guess we will be waiting with bated breath to see and hear exactly the stance that CARICOM takes at this time, Dominica being a member thereof. Even further afield, I'm being told of some movements as well, where the Metropolitan Police at this time is continuing the investigation in the Mayol Choksi matter. Some of you know it as the Scotland Yard. I'm being told of some movement right there in that matter, as soon as the information becomes much clearer. Yours truly, Fruku, will give you an update. Let's take a break, Dominica. It's 10 minutes past 1 o'clock. Let's take a break. We'll be right back as we continue here. I'll try to get Mr. Gibb on the line.
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch.
Roger.
Engines ready.
Yay, Daddy!
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1.
Kids, breakfast is ready.
Ooh, launch postponed.
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families since 1871.
Have you heard? J. Estefan's Home and Building has a huge sale. 30% off weather-resilient windows. Choose from a wide selection of sliding windows, sash windows, PVC sash, casement windows, and so much more. Offer valid while stocks last. What are you waiting for? Hurry down to J. Estefan's Home and Building at the Fokole Industrial Site. Call today, 767-255-2769 or 235-2754. J. Estefan's, right place, right price.
It's summertime, and your number one first quencher, Quenchy Soft Drink, brings you the biggest back-to-school promotion. Quenchy Soft Drink gives you a chance to win big this summer. Here's how. Every time you purchase a bottle of any Quenchy flavor, you get a chance to win. Write your name, address, and telephone number on the form given to you. Completed forms will be collected weekly from your place of purchase. The first draw will be on July 16th and the final draw on August 27th, 2021. Every 2 weeks, there will be lucky winners. Win prizes such as vouchers for school supplies, paid tuition, and the grand prize, an Apple iPad. The more Quenchy soft drinks you drink, the bigger your chances of winning. So, drink Quenchy soft drinks this summer and win big. Quenchy soft drinks bottled by Josephine Gabriel and Company Limited. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Asa Banton, your Trapiton Water Ambassador, with your hurricane tip for today. Assemble disaster supplies. Have enough food and water for each person for at least 1 week. Stock up on all medication needed. Gas up your vehicle and hold extra cash on hand. Radios, batteries, and phone chargers are essential. Be prepared and remember to stock up on Trapiton water.
Classified Nightclub presents Dasse Cole, Friday, 30th July, starring the number one compa band in the Lesser Antilles, the Ecstasy Band. Ecstasy Band, Hot Tisa Band, Madame et Monsieur. DJs for the night, Dr. Miguel Lavani and DJ Jules from IED. Tickets $25, $60 VIP limited. Available at Minia's and Big Edge. Une soirée de Zouké Koupa. Friday, July 30, 10 p.m. Dress elegantly casual. Dasse Cole. Sponsored by Pirates Limited, Kyrie FM, Big Edge Financial, Minia's 7-Eleven, Gem Car Rental, and Digicel.
Bacol, British American Insurance Company Limited and Colonial Life Insurance Company Limited Policyholders Group invites all British American Insurance policyholders to financial justice within reach. A town hall meeting on Tuesday, July 27th at 6:30 p.m. Come, learn about the lawsuit filed by Bacol at the Caribbean Court of Justice and how you can join the legal action. To be part of this meeting, get your Zoom link at www.bacol.info or on Facebook at facebook.com/bacolinfo.
All right, Dominica, yes, I am back with you. And thanks for sticking around with me as well and Q. On the line, I already have Mr. Gabriel Christian, but I just want to play some of what he sent to me earlier. This for sure will make a good foundation. Set a good foundation, as it were. for his discussion here with us just in like 2 minutes' time. Let me play this from Mr. Gabriel Christian. Yes, in a while we're going to bring him in.
Good afternoon to you, Lofty. A pleasant good afternoon to Dominicans and friends of Dominica at home and abroad. What occurred yesterday, July 29th, 2021, at the Parliament of Dominica in Roseau was a crime. It was a crime when police assaulted and battered parliamentarians of the United Workers' Party, the duly constituted parliamentary opposition, parliamentarians Danny Lugay and Hector John. They were battered in the course of their duties as parliamentarians, and that was a crime. It was a crime under the common law, as we know it, in our British tradition of jurisprudence. It is a crime against our parliamentary norms and culture of civility. It was a tyrannical abuse of power by Roosevelt's carrot. It was a sad spectacle that revealed that the speaker, Joseph Isaac, is nothing more than a tool of the regime, a pawn, a puppet, one who cannot be trusted to govern our parliament with fairness and unbiased democratic judgment. At this hearing of the House of Assembly, our parliament, the opposition was intent on accountability in its review of our budget. It was focused on trying to get the word out to the country and to the world that billions of dollars in money belonging to the Dominican state, money from the sale of passports in Dubai and other places like Iran, Russia, and China, that those billions are now currently outside the treasury, the legitimate treasury of the Commonwealth of Dominica, outside the duly consolidated, consolidated fund of Dominica, where it should be, as all monies earned by the country through inland revenue, foreign loans, other income must be lodged. That consolidated fund is not supposed to be in the hands of Montreal management or any such foreign entity. However, Skerrit, the despot that he is, the one who now runs things, in his own words, in our beloved homeland, has placed those funds outside the jurisdiction of our state apparatus, as our constitution requires. He runs our country like a family franchise on behalf of his corrupt local and foreign agents, an elite of embezzlers, money launderers, and tax evaders. He has used his power and influence to stifle debate in Dominica and in our parliament by using the police under his command and control to evict parliamentarians who strive to maintain a semblance of democracy on Dominica. This attack on our parliament and its noble heritage during our history as an independent nation must not stand and is condemned by myself and all democracy-loving Dominicans. The government led by Skerrit must apologize and pay compensation for this injustice and this wrong. The government must further resign, and where it fails to do so, the Dominican people must ensure that it resigns by using whatever lawful methods exist in way of civil disobedience to ensure that Skerrit and his despotic regime cannot stand after its consistent violation of law. What are those consistent violations of law? The fertilizer bubble was theft on a grand scale. The bin bubble, when they purchased garbage bins in Pennsylvania through a Pennsylvania company years ago, that was classic over-invoicing and money laundering and fraud. The three election cycles where the government has used its largesse to bring people in and vote at its own expense, purchasing tickets, flying them in, providing them with gratuities, providing them with free entertainment. That bribery and cheating in elections means that the government is illegitimate, that they do not sit there as a result of free and fair elections, but they sit there after having perverted the course of our electoral laws and by failing to enforce the law. This government sits there after the Caribbean Court of Justice ruled that the case should go forward with regard to the 2000 cheating action that was filed. The government appealed, lost the appeal, and yet used its power and authority to have the Director of Public Prosecutions pervert the course of justice and nolly-prost the case. All of this is nothing new. We've been warning of this for some time now. And now this cancer of tyranny has metastasized, and not even our parliamentarians in Parliament are safe. What we are saying is that all Dominicans at home and abroad must work diligently to end this nightmare on Dominica of thievery, corruption, maladministration into which our nation has been plunged by this morally repugnant elite. An elite focused on ostentatious living, ostentatious consumption, as in the cost of a prime ministerial palace costing the citizens of Dominica $64,000 a month. A president who sits in a palace doing nothing, a $26 million palace, while the state college lies in ruins, while the national library lies in ruins. We condemn this regime that has made of our parliament a place where thugs can beat and batter parliamentarians while they strut outside of parliament like a fashion show with all fancy filigree, hats and capes, running carnival in July, running a masquerade out of season with capes and hats like Batman and Robin, as if they're on some sort of fashion runway. This carnival of lawlessness and this carnival of ostentatious consumption at the cost of our poor and suffering people must end. It must come to an end. We cannot abide this foolishness of style over substance, where the substantiality of the nation resides in the hands of a few rich and powerful friends and family of the Prime Minister. A country that was brought into being in many respects by the labor movement of trade unionism and of the working class and of social justice now wallows in injustice. So we call on all the pastors and all the priests who have supported this government to ask the Prime Minister to resign. We call on all Dominican civil servants and law-abiding policemen who will not brutalize their citizens to resist this trend towards tyranny. Mr. Skerritt, when I speak of you not with hate, but with love. A man that we supported, a party that we supported, but you failed to do your duty to support your own country. And that is why you must go. The choice is yours. Not have it ever be, Skerritt, that your legacy is that of a wasteland, a country divided by hate and political bias and tyranny. You can do better than that. And I ask you to listen to me now. Someone who walked with you and struggled with you and supported you, to say that your time is done now. Do the honorable thing, sir. Resign. Resign now.
All right, Dominicans, you have been listening to very inspiring and motivating, I must say. The words of Mr. Gabriel Christian, he's on the line. Mr. Christian, good afternoon.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Brother Lofty, and a pleasant good afternoon to our suffering people, our suffering country. And I pray that we can all work together from all parties, including the Labour Party, to bring the suffering to an end. We cannot continue this way. What's going to happen is, let me just share with you where I'm coming from. So as children, we grew up in the house of a policeman whose father was a policeman from Antigua, William Matthew Christian, who was in charge of the entire Eastern District, Laplane, Daly Seas, and so on. And my father was born literally at the police station at Point Milat on March 5th, 1921. And he became a policeman after he left the British Army in 1947. And when he would correct us, Lofty, for doing something wrong, you know what he'd say to us? He would say, you must never lie. He would say, if you lie, you will steal. If you steal, you will kill. What has happened in Dominica over the past 20 years, in particular over the years when Mrs. Kerr has presided, is that we've had serious issues with state funds. You heard me talk about the Consolidated Fund, did you not?
Yes, we do.
The Consolidated Fund is that which our Constitution has basically mandated must be used to store government funds. It's the repository of the people's money. Billions of dollars outside the Consolidated Fund in the hands of the friends and family of the Prime Minister. Is this a country that we can say is being run in a lawful manner, sir? Is this a constitutional democracy, sir? And so the principles our parents taught us about lying and stealing and killing are coming to pass. I was reliably informed by the leader of the opposition that a police officer threatened to kill them inside of parliament. And so we basically are facing in Dominica a Haiti-type situation. When the Haitians were in Haiti, you know, there's the French and what the French did and the Americans and what the Americans did. But at the end of the day, the Haitians on the Papa Doc and Baby Doc had a duty to their country that they did not abide. They failed in that duty. They allowed a morally repugnant elite to rule that country. Lofty, where is Haiti today?
Haiti is around but facing its own set of challenges. We just heard of the assassination of their last president, Mr. Moïse.
Talk about assassination and scary to the freedom of assassination. Mr. Scarrett, I'll tell you this now. If anybody comes around me talking about your assassination, I'll put a stop to it. Because that's not our way. But why have people died in police custody in Dominica under your watch? Nobody yet convicted? Why did two prime ministers lose their lives because they were hounded to their deaths? Tell us about that. So we don't want the Haitianization of our country. The Haitians are our guests there in Dominica because they are fleeing from a failed state. The Haitians, our Haitian brothers and sisters who we dearly love, are fleeing from a failed state. Dominicans now have come back to their country and have had to sell their property and leave. They cannot stay in Dominica because Dominica is for one set. It's for one group. It's for a morally corrupt elite. If you're not a member of the inner circle, you're victimized. If you speak out, you're victimized. You live in fear. There's no freedom of association in Dominica. There's no freedom of speech in Dominica. Yes, you can say something about Scarab, but you pay with the victimization if you're a contractor of not getting contracts. The victimization of the person on the job if they speak against the tyranny that's now eradicating all freedoms. We cannot live like that. He's made of Dominica a failed state. And so when I speak to him, I speak not with hate, but with charity of spirit. The same way I would like you or him or anyone else to speak of me if they saw me doing something wrong or they heard I was doing something wrong, I would want them to call me and to be my true friend, you see. Because the true friend is not one who cuddles you in your crookedness or your criminality. A true friend, a true supporter, a true comrade is one who calls out your inequities and points you to the right path. And that is what we're doing when we ask him to resign.
Yes, but Mr. Christian, in the interest of time, sir, where do we go from there? What would you recommend to the Dominican people listening to your voice at this time we do to sort of stem that tide?
We are students of Dr. Martin Luther King. Have you ever heard of him?
Sure.
The powers he faced, Brother Lofty, were much more powerful than Roosevelt's character. He faced a deep-seated racism and a deep-seated racist hierarchy, and yet, by effort, prayerful effort of civil disobedience and organizing and alliance building and relentless dedication to the cause, the world shifted. And those of us who are in the United States, we are still enjoying the benefits of his struggle. So we need to follow in the path of Dr. King, all civil servants, gather, practice civil disobedience. If it means you have to go on strike, you have to go on strike. If the policemen have to go on a seek out, they have to go on a seek out. We ask them to ground their arms and not shoot on the people. We ask our people to rise up in rightful indignation and work together to bring an end to this nightmare. And we can do it peacefully, that I pray. Because if this government prevents us from doing it peacefully, then they open the floodgates. And that is what I do not want to see. And I believe we can do it and we can get it done. If Dr. King could do it, so can we.
Thank you. Gabe, I know your heart is in Dominica. You're out there, but your heart is in Dominica. Thank you very much, bro, for your very inspiring and motivating words at this hour. Very, very depressed hour, I must say.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. But come to an end. Thank you.
It's 1:32, Dominicans. Let's take a break. We'll be right back for your calls in just a bit.
Classified Nightclub presents Dase Cole, Friday, 30th July, starring the number one compa band in the Lesser Antilles, the Ecstasy Band. Ecstasy Band, Hot Tisa Band, Madame et Monsieur. DJs for the night, Dr. Miguel Lavani and DJ Jules from IET. Tickets $25, $60 VIP limited. Available at Minia's and Big Edge. Une soirée de Zouké Coupa. Friday, July 30, 10 p.m. Triss, elegantly casual. Dase Cole. Sponsored by Pirates Limited, Kyrie FM, Big Edge Financial, Minia's 7-Eleven, Gem Car Rental, and Digicel.
Over the heat and humidity?
Yeah, boy, make it hot.
Now's the time to invest in an energy-efficient Lennox AC unit from EMS Limited. Lennox AC units offers quiet cooling without bursting the bank. Ideal for home or business. Available in a variety of sizes. Installation and servicing by our factory-certified technicians. Choose Lennox. Choose EMS. And keep comfortable while in control of your energy cost. Call 255-6813 or visit us in Canfield next to Auto Trade. Say goodbye to the heat and hello to perfect air with Lennox AC.
All right, Dominica, it's your time now, your turn now. Let's take a few calls here. Caller, yes, good afternoon. Overseas line.
Yeah, Lofty.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
You can hear me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear, sir. Yes.
I'll call you back. The call is breaking up. I'll call back.
All right. Hearing you loud and clear. Let's take a few more as we move along here. Caller, you're next.
Mr. Durand.
Hi.
If you take a wild bulldog and you put it on a throne, remember it is a wild bulldog. So you will get shit and bullshit on your throne. That's what's happening in Dominica.
That's your comment. Let's take a couple more here as we move along. Let's go back to the overseas line. Caller.
Yeah, I love to. Trucker right here.
Yes.
I heard you with Dr. Is it Gabriel Christian from
yes.
the States?
Yes.
I mean, this gentleman and them, you know what I'm saying, kudos to them. The man in their professional setting and they see what's going on. And they're calling up on the officials in Dominica, thinking that it's the poor man alone that's going to feel it. If anything happens, the business owner, they're going to start feeling it. And they have to come in support to the people and what's going on in Dominica. My brother, I see what happened to Hector Sparks and the others. It's time, Mr. Linton, Hector Sparks and them, to shut down their community, my bedroom. We only have a handful of police. And don't do it separately. Each village do it simultaneously together. We don't have to go to the streets in Roseau and protest, my brother. Come on, man. Use the mind that God gave us, the intelligent mind, to shut down Dominica. We don't have to go to the streets and police have to fire shot on us. Come on, guys, man. Come on. Save our country. Save Dominica from this rogue regime. Have a blessed day.
Blessed day. A few more calls here as we move along. Caller.
Good afternoon, Lofty.
Good afternoon.
Lofty, the shroud of narcissism is upon us. God knows that many of us have tried to warn the citizens of this country. Men, Q95 has been in the forefront, the United Workers Party, the Freedom Party. So many people have recognized what we're under, the influence of a narcissist. We have our own Donald Trump, our own version of Donald Trump. That doesn't always sound as foolish as Donald Trump, but is even more expert than Donald Trump with his narcissistic characteristics. Dominicans need to wake up. And this is not going to... Narcissism is not something that goes away. They're expert at convincing and enslaving and utilizing, using, forcing people to be loyal in ways, in a myriad of ways. We need to rid ourselves of this narcissistic leader by some means. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Local line.
Shame on, good afternoon, Lofty. Shame on these police officers, man. God better them, man. You mean to tell me you're walking in the parliament to kill your own people? My brother, I am man said that is treason. Believe me, I support that. That is treason, right? Because that same Corbett weekend ago, I see that man on the West Coast doing around in the same dirty tricks they always doing. And that man, he couldn't, his son was there with him, his eyes cannot stay still. His eyes have to be everywhere, like, you know, when you don't show if you stay wherever you are. That's how that man operates. So that man gone, the same gun they use, my brother, they have to point it on themselves. They must point it on themselves and take care of themselves, one another. That's what they have to do.
Thank you. Let's take a few more calls here. Overseas line, you're next.
Lofty, how you doing today? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday,
sir. Lofty, why is it it's always these people in the diaspora that want to talk about revolution and want to start a revolution? Why they don't come down and start the revolution? They want to stay up there in their comfort. Let me talk, my brother. They want to stay up there.
No. Wait. You will not tell me let you talk and just let you keep on running your mouth, as it were, eh? Are you in agreement with what I am? I'm suspecting you are talking about what Brother Gabriel said and maybe one or two few callers from overseas. Are you in agreement with what they said or not?
Loftus, I'm talking about...
My brother, are you in agreement to what they said or not? That is a question on the table before you can proceed.
Anybody that's calling for a revolution, I cannot...
All right, well, thank you very much. The spin stops here, my brother. Thank you very much. Your father, I keep telling you, maybe at this time, very, very ashamed of your brother. He fought, he bled, he died. Dominica was on his heart, my brother. Find some of what your father stood for. Yes, caller.
Lofty, good afternoon, Lofty.
Good afternoon.
As a Dominican, I'm seeing, like my body shivering, you know? My body shivering. My friends, God was in the Parliament building yesterday. Had it not been for the Holy Spirit was in the building, there would be bloodshed. Lofty, have you ever read of Adolf Hitler? Lofty?
Call him there. Continue. Make your point.
Okay, Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler shot himself in his mouth. I ask him, Jehovah God, put his hand over Dominica. Thanks very much, Lofty.
Let's take a few more calls as we continue here. This line. Caller, you're next.
Lofty.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What went on in the parliament before? True. That is treason. You know what went on there? Treason by the police officers? And people are paying attention to that. What went on there was treason. And what is the penalty for treason in Dominica? Death.
Thank you. Another line, this line. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Lofty?
Yes.
I would like to see Mr. Corbett and them operate in a situation where Dominica is being attacked by foreign forces. I wonder if Corbett will run and hide under the desk. You see, they have strength and they have power when it is against, they have arms against innocent, unarmed people. That's bullying, Lofty. And the purpose of them locking the parliament gate was for them to carry out their intention to murder the opposition parliamentarians, straight up and simple. And that's how it is. It's a band of murderers, a foolish set of people who know nothing about policing and law enforcement, just there to do the bidding of spirit. None of them are promoted based on merit. They're promoted based on their intention and their desire to kill for spirit. A band of murderers they are. Thanks a lot.
Trying to remember a song now that says one day, in a nutshell, that says one day your day will come. And so that day has finally arrived for Mr. Daniel Innes, former Minister of Industry and Member of Parliament in the Barbados government. And the story reads as follows as we continue here. Donville goes to jail. And it reads, former government minister Donville Innes is expected to turn himself in to a United States federal prison today to begin his 2-year sentence. Sources told The Weekend Nation that the 55-year-old will serve his time at a minimum security camp or alternative facility, near Tampa, Florida, where he has a home, or in Alabama. He has to surrender by 2 p.m. today and has already been assigned a prison registry number, that is 70853-081, by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The former Minister of Industry and Commerce under the last Democratic Labour Party administration was found guilty in January 2020 and was sentenced in April of this year by a Judge Kiyo Matsumoto in the Eastern District Court of New York on 2 counts of money laundering and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. The information continues here. The evidence revealed that in 2015 and 16, Innes took part in a scheme to launder into the United States approximately $36,000 in bribes that he had received from a high-level executive of the Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited. Let me just read the last paragraph as we wind up here. It says, in addition to the prison sentence, the court has also ordered Innes to pay $36,536.73 in forfeiture. He will also spend 2 years of supervised probation. However, The former of St. James South Member of Parliament has appealed the sentence in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. There's a thing called karma. And you can plant potatoes and prepare to reap corn. If you're a money launderer and you're doing bad by your people when in government or in office, please, yes, please prepare to pay. You may not pay now, but you will pay. Try pull up that song in just a while. That keep buzzing through my head when I read this one. Let's take a few more calls. We're gonna pay some bills in just a bit, and we'll bring it down at the 2 o'clock hour. Yes. Caller. Hi.
Hi. What really irks me?
Caller, before we continue, can you turn away or turn off that listening device? It is creating a second leg of conversation, please. Can you turn it off, please? Are you there?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes.
Yes, I'm there. What I was saying.
Yes, you're there, caller. Go right on. Sorry about that, try calling me back. That is the problem you get when you don't, you know, pay attention to the advice. Just turn off your listening device and speak clearly into your mouthpiece. Caller, yes, good afternoon.
Yes, lovely, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think we have to put our, I'll tell you, but I forget what I was about to say. But this guy is not attacking people with humanity, you know, so we cannot think of them attacking them peacefully. And we have to put our peace on our side and get dangerous just like them. And if we don't do that, we will be in deep trouble.
Well, we are not preaching any violence here, sir. But I can understand your passion. And yes, Dominicans, it can be done. By we taking a positive stance for our country. Let's take a few more calls here. Yes.
Lofty, the day will come. I'm waiting patiently. God give me health and strength. The day will come. And Lofty, yourself, be careful of yourself. Eh? Thank you.
Thank you very much. This line, overseas line.
Yeah, Lofty. It's me again, Lofty. I'm going to tell the caller, I'll always speak for Dominica. And we in the diaspora, they need us back where we are there. And I want to let him know, the few times I was in Dominica in the past, twice I worked with Lennox Clinton. All right, I took money from Lennox Clinton and brought it to the office for when Pinel's mom, whatever his name is, sued Lennox Clinton. I was one of them. So when I go down, anything going on, I take part in it. I'm not like he that want to sit and in the United States and know what the United States condoning or not and condoning nonsense that happened in Dominica. Let him come and live in Dominica. He will run back. He will not stay in Dominica. I'll support Dominica 100%. Have a blessing, my brethren.
That's the number. That's the number right there. That's the one that kept ringing or running through my head.
There's a day of feasting and a day of famine. Day of sadness and a day of joy. Your day arrived when you least expected. Cause you always thought you were well protected. fish out of water. So now you're wondering what's the matter. I remember you said it couldn't happen to you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Now you're thinking how to start anew. A drowning man will catch at a straw. New and worn, but you wouldn't take heed.
Folks, what happened in Parliament yesterday? I just need, what's his name, Mr. Isaac, Joseph Isaac, to kind of just listen to himself. Just listen to himself sometimes back.
I cannot see someone attacking people and I'm going to stay silent when I know the truth. I cannot see someone attacking people and I'm going to stay silent when I know the truth.
Are you still believing those statements, Isaac?
I cannot see someone attacking people and I'm going to stay silent when I know the truth.
One more time, Mr. Isaac, just to send you into the weekend to do some pondering, okay?
I cannot see someone attacking people, and I'm going to stay silent when I know the truth.
So your day arrived when you least expected. As you always thought you were well protected.
Now, the man who many believe
you feel like
set the fire yesterday and left. Hear what he had to say sometimes back as well. The archives, they say the archives. I normally like to go deep back into the archives.
Because you see, running a country is serious business. You can't make joke of it. Because you are entrusted as a government with the lives and the future of a people. And you can't say one thing tonight and tomorrow morning when you wake up because your head is hurting you, you say something differently. There must be consistency. You must be serious about it.
Dominica.
You couldn't see in your day of feasting.
I think Mr. Donald Trump Sr. was bad, huh?
Still to play like Tom.
A lot of us, when Donald Trump was in that Oval Office,
he arrived when you least expected.
We had many things to say about his utterances and his actions. Dominica.
How you feel?
I'm asking the question here. Do we have our own Donald Trump here?
Wondering what's the matter.
Brother Hunter. That's Mr. Derek DeSantros Hunter. I need you to do a verse for me, brother.
I remember you said it couldn't happen to you. Now you think.
I saw the Hunter perform the Calypso of his at the Old Mill Cultural Center. I can give you that, what I just played, the Hunter, free of charge, brother. At least to put it in a calypso.
Everything in creation must obey a law.
Dominica, let's take a break. We'll be right back in just a bit. Let's do this.
Tufi, point in that my asuta blabla mwen. Fe vite souple, mwen pwe se.
Tan le mi si mak. Maka wey.
Eh ben, isan ma kredi ou paka bien wey. Milinet la, mem kote a mwen dou lan.
La yye tout le ya, ek ma te ka wey?
Sa vle di, ou bi zwen ale Optifam vitman avan zye ou vin pli mouve.
Ti mwen mak, pis pa jor di mwen ni problem epi zye mwen.
Eben se Optifam ki ni pli me dokter zye an pe ya. A pa di sa, Optifam jati wey an chay la jan asou frame linet, ek yo ni pli bel frame linet ki an style.
Tout sa? Eh ben, moi kay check pressure moi avant et ka pwe nay Optifam.
Non atoufi, allez là même puisque yo ka check pressure zye ou, examine zye ou pou licence chauffeur, check pou pisa dou et yo ka jik manager maladie zye glaucoma et puis cataract.
Bon, ki kote Optifam ye?
Optifam a sou 23 Great Marlborough Street, Tupwe Queens, Anwozo. Telephone 440-8486. Ebe 285-8676.
Bon Dieu, merci oui pour Optifam. Yo se limo yon pour occupation zio.
Treat yourself, your family, or a loved one to a comprehensive eye examination at Optifam Eye Center to check for 20/20 vision in the year 2020. Also inquire about or telemedicine medicine services, filling of external eyeglasses prescriptions, and specials on eyewear.
Also opened is A-Medic Urgent Care and Telemedicine Center, offering specialized and general healthcare. Call 612-1328 or come in for your appointment. You could also visit our new location at Casapura Bay Street, Portsmouth.
Hey, beautiful lady. Guess what's happening this Friday? It's Ladies Night at Classified Nightclub. Yes, ladies, it's your night. All you beautiful ladies will be treated to a glass of wine upon entry as you dance the night away to music juggling by unstoppable DJ Sleem and DJ Smooth. Ladies enter free from 10 to 11 p.m. in the regular section. And guess what, ladies? You'll also be treated to special surprises by our male performers. Uh-huh, you heard right. Now, guys, you're not gonna let the ladies party all alone, right? So let's have a ball this Friday at Classified Nightclub. See you there.
Are you looking into buying or building that new home? Unlock the possibilities of home ownership with the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union's First Stride Mortgage Package and enjoy a striking low interest rate of 5.8%. Have no more worries of wondering if you can afford it. With Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, your mortgage needs, you can achieve it. Don't hesitate to take the first stride towards home ownership. Visit any of our branches for more information and apply today.
Auto Trade introduces our newest line of lubricants, Valvoline, America's first branded motor oil. Valvoline has been formulating and improving motor oil longer than any other brand. From the world's first racing oil to the world's first synthetic blend, Valvoline has been trusted in engines around the world for over 150 years. Make the switch today. Choose Valvoline, the original motor oil. At Auto Trade, we only recommend the best in quality because at Auto Trade, it's more than a vehicle. It's a relationship. Valvoline Lubricants, now distributed by Auto Trade.
The views.
Dominica, yes, we are back. With very, very limited time at that. My brother, Jerry. That is Jerry Dorset. Good afternoon to you, sir. Jerry wrote me a message here. Let me read that message. Jerry said, please do not, and he wrote that in caps, huh? Please do not disrespect my president, that is Mr. Donald Trump. Brother Jerry, good afternoon, sir. Let's see if you can squeeze in one or two more calls. It's a minute to two, and we got to bring it down. Digicel Hour, up next. Caller.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I've been telling you guys over and over that this guy is a communist party. I just want Charles Sabre to just think back. Think back, Charles Sabre, when the same Labour Party people had you under house arrest. I had to run by your food, but you couldn't leave your house. Your brother, Edmund Sabre, he was a fire officer just like me. I was also a member of the Defence Force when they wanted people to go and kill people in the days when they wanted to pass the Sedition Act. The Labour Party is a dangerous regime, and the police commissioner, that man have no moral. He's an animal. Thank you.
Dominica, that is it for us. On Monday, if the good Lord above is willing, I don't want to disturb your weekend, huh? So on Monday, I promise. Also booted up on another statement from Mr. Reginald Ostry. Yes, you heard me right. From Mr. Ostry. Let me leave that one right there. All I need to say, the cultish behavior continues. Dominica, it's a Friday. Some of you saying yes at this time. Thank God it's Friday. It's a weekend, a prolonged weekend at that. Continue to be safe, Dominica. Continue to follow all the necessary protocols out there. And we want you back here. We want to hear you on Tuesday. Alive and well. So Dominicans, please continue to be safe. And as I always say, let us be our best selves in the interest of Whitey Kubuli. Love your neighbor. Let's bring back that Kudme spirit, huh? Where we looked out for each other. We may be supporting different political parties. We may be going through to different churches. But we are still one people. Dominica, the next time you'll hear my voice here is that on my program, Paula and I, on the Civic Vibes program this coming Sunday. It's always a treat here that we have for you. So see you then, Dominica, at Sunday at 4 p.m. That is if the good Lord above is willing. On the Civic Vibes program this Sunday. Paula Celestine, good afternoon to you. Hope that you're doing very, very well. Dominica, the Digicel Hour is up next. See you. Love you, Dominica.